Hey, podcasters. Fancy here, somewhere with Fancy. I am happy you're listening to this. I have a really quick message, like really, really quick episode, and I'm just going to do it spare the moment, and I hardly ever do this. So I'm just trying something new. Like I told you before, kind of want to try some new things. But before I get too deep into this episode, I just want to encourage you to please go follow my Instagram at somewhere with Fancy. Be on the lookout. I have a Instagram coming out specifically for the podcast again. I'm going to try it again. But just stay tuned because I am posting things in particular to my story. So I just don't want you guys to miss out. So anyway, I apologize if the sound quality is really bad on this episode, but I'm really not sorry because I am talking to you from the edge of the ocean here in Los Cabos, Mexico, and I'm laying in a beach chair and it's fucking amazing. And I'm thinking, I wanted to record this episode really quickly because I just started to wonder, like, why don't I do this every day? Why don't I live closer to a beach? Why don't I have these experiences more often? And it's weird that I'm saying that because honestly, y'all, like, especially this year, 2021, I have been spoiling the fuck out of myself. I've been going to the beach. I've been going back and forth out of town. Like, I've been doing a lot. But in particular, why don't I have this more often? Because I know that this is something that renews me and that brings me love, brings me life and happiness. But I guess what I really want to say to you right now is that your life happens in small decisions. It's not necessarily the big decisions. It's not deciding to marry someone. It's deciding to speak to someone. And it's not necessarily take this job or don't take this job. It's how you choose to spend your time and how you choose to develop yourself and your hobbies and your education. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that the reason why I don't have this experience more often is because I have not built my life to experience this more often. And in those small decisions that I've made decisions that have put me in a more traditional lifestyle rather than a lifestyle where I get to sit by the beach at the end of every day. So I'm not saying this to say that I want to sit by the beach every day. I'm saying this to say that I'm really wondering why I have taken myself so far away from what I know nourishes me. And I'm questioning all those small decisions I've made along the way. And I'm grateful. I'm here with a great loved one. My best friend is here with me. One of my best friends is here with me. I just feel really full and really happy. And if you haven't been to water and to sand this year, please just go wherever is close to you. You don't have to come all the way to Mexico. You don't got to go to the Bahamas. Just go somewhere that it makes you feel whole and it makes you feel loved. That's my wish for you. So anyway, I've talked much longer than I had anticipated already. I hope you can hear the waves crashing in the background, and I hope that the wind sound isn't too much for you because that sucks. But anyhow, I love you, and I want happiness for you, and I want peace for you, and I want the same for myself. And I'm raising my mojito. I'm gonna knock some sand off of it firstly. So yeah, I'm raising my mojito to you and your liberation and the forward movement in your life. And you paying more attention to the smaller decisions because those are the things that are going to get you to your ultimate happiness. Okay? All right, guys, I'm going to get in the water, but I want you to have a phenomenal day. I love you.